Hello, Leo, and welcome to part three of your birthday reading. This is Astrology Afterthoughts and Tarot. I mainly have one astrology afterthought, which is also an afterthought on writing today's daily astrology, which is that the setup in Leo on the fixed cross, the Leo-Scorpio combination, is kind of as good as it gets. It is a whole new orientation for you, certainly different than anything in any recent year of your life, going back 6 or 7 years. And additionally, you get the two most necessary ingredients for you to have the energy and the persistence that you need to make what you want to happen. And that is substance in Leo, namely Jupiter and the personal planets, and substance in Scorpio, namely Saturn, some personal planets like Mars and some asteroids in there, giving you a sense of solid presence, both on the more outer layers of your personality and on the deeper emotional layers where we all really are able to access what you might call the seat of self-confidence. Okay, so you've kind of got what you need. That's the thing. And if something is stopping you, you might want to ask what that is. And the thing that it might be, the thing to be aware of, is the Leo-Scorpio concept of fixity, fixed signs. That is reluctance to change, fear of change in any form. The expectation that things need to be the way they are and stay that way. That's all well and good if everything's perfect. And, you know, what's perfect? There's always something that could use some revision or some rethinking. And what you've got with Jupiter is a real invitation to expand your horizons. But to expand your horizons either takes a lot of daring, courage, which you seem to have, or a sense of emotional confidence, which you also seem to have. So that's why when I suggest that you've pretty much got it all going for you, I really do mean it, and encourage you to consider yourself more capable, larger in scope and in impact, more creative than you may have ever thought yourself as being. All right, let's take a look at some tarot cards using the Voyager deck. And the spread that I'm using is included in a link on your product code. I'm not sure I found the piece of paper saying all the things that I was going to. Yes, here's your reading list. Great. The reading list. All right. Well, let's see. Anyway, we'll worry about that a little bit later on. Okay. Got these cards out. So I start with, if you've done this with me in the past, I usually start with the fourth card, the card of what you want. And what we get here is a card I don't remember ever seeing in this position, Knower. It's the one with Einstein. I mean, the suggestion here, the picture here, is saying that you want to go in the direction of being the one who knows. That knowledge is the thing that you value, and I think more than knowledge, the confidence that comes with being grounded in your own knowledge. In any event, it looks like a, you know, friendly and very productive card to have in the position of your goal. first card, this covers you. The card is the Three of Wands. That's compassion. It's I consider the Three of Wands to be one of the trump cards hidden in the minor arcana. There's several of the minor arcana cards that rise to the level of a kind of, I don't want to say archetype, it's a dumb concept for this, but that rise to the level of a message as affirmative and as positive as any of the trump cards. And one of those is the Three of Wands, and this is about having faith in yourself. And it is the card that I have seen come up with the vibration, you don't have to worry about this because it really is taken care of. You can have faith in the situation. This is what surrounds you and is in the process of leaving. That would be the second card, and that card is oppression inverted. It's almost as if you've gotten out from underneath something that you've been struggling with for a long time, and you've set yourself free, and you have learned a lot in the process of doing that. Okay, third position, the one right below the Significator card, that's Regenerator, Sage of Cups. So I've got two Sages, and the Sage of Cups is more of the shaman on the level of feeling and less on the level of intellect. You have the one on the level of intellect with the Sage of Crystals, with Einstein, who was no slouch spiritually. He was quite tuned into his soul. He felt his own presence on the planet. He knew he had an influence, but this is another kind of an influence. This is the influence of emotional healing, and the suggestion here is that you've been involved in that process for a few months, for a while, maybe going back longer, and are better for it, actually resolving what has been left unresolved, healing what may have been frustrating and difficult, and so far so good, looking good here. Okay, next card. This is before you, love. That's nice. Three of Cups, lots of flowers, a snail, I guess that's kind of a joke, some fish, it's a beautiful card, the vase, pouring forth love rather than spilling it. There are some gorgeous roses illustrated, these beautiful fantail goldfish, I forget what they are, called. Lots of warm tones in this, highlighted by some beautiful blue and gray. And what more can you say about love? What's interesting is that in this deck, Wandless gives the card love to the Three rather than the Two, which I think is open-minded of him. And so it's suggesting this may be between more than two people. Okay, that which you are resisting, the position is the sixth position. And it used to be, I guess the phrasing in the original version, the Celtic Cross, is negative feelings. And I use the term resistance to describe this position. And the idea that I have from this card here is that there are certain things that you don't know that you want to know, and the mystery is challenging. It's not easy to live with the unknown in some form. And so there seems to be some minor struggle around that. This, by the way, is the card is the High Priestess. So that's the most elementary, and also works pretty good on a deeper level, reading of the Priestess is that which is unknown, that which is concealed or veiled, that which is mysterious. Now, the next two cards are cards of environment. And here is where there is some contrast. And I would say that one of the things that you have to handle, looks to me, in your environment is anger. And you might be wondering what that anger is about. I mean, one thing that's for sure is that, there's a lot to be angry about in the world, and we are seeing, even if it's not in people immediately around us, many manifestations of anger, many frustrations and struggles, and a challenge. People are squeezed, and there is a lot of injustice. So I think that one of the challenges you have is learning how to deal with anger in a way that is productive. And it's not productive to deny it in people. It's not productive to ignore it. It's certainly not productive to fight it. It is productive to listen, and it is productive to seek understanding. It is productive to set an example for people for how they can deal with the sensation of injustice. So there's a lot of choices you may have to make about that. But also, it would help if you recognized that underlying something that may look like something else may very well be a question of anger in some way. Okay, so the next card beyond that is the Preserver, the Woman of Worlds. And that's interesting. It is an illustration of a pregnant woman. That usually is figurative, not literal, but sometimes it is literal. Sometimes there is pregnancy in the scenario. It may be, depending on who you are, someone close to you. It may be someone who you have yet to meet. The word on the card, the title of the card, is the Preserver. So it's the Dark Woman. It's the Woman of Worlds, Woman of Pentacles in the Crowley Tarot. And she has a lot of that knower energy as well, by the way. That's how Lady Freda Harris illustrates her in the Crowley Tarot, as being one who knows. She's gazing down into a flame. You can't see the flame, but you can see her face and the front of her body illuminated by the flames. And so she's gazing, she's gazing at something. And there's a knowingness about this card. And I would say that same knowingness exists in this version of the card, though it is turned a bit more introspectively. So I'm not totally sure how to put this together and what that anger card is doing there, in particular what that anger card is doing next to the Preserver card. Though I would say that once you have come to terms with the anger situation that may exist, it's going to be obvious what to do on the other side of that, where to go with that, or who might be there. And it's possible that someone's anger, don't know who, is interfering with your view of your environment, right? So you need perhaps to look over the top of or around the side of someone else's frustration, someone else's pain, someone else's difficulty to see what is actually there. Okay, next to last card in the top part of the spread. Okay, Ace of Crystals. So we see this crystal suit showing up twice on top of this spread, way in the top. Isn't the Ace is a lot of positive mojo coming out of that card. It really is a card of applied intelligence. And it is illustrated by these beautiful quartz crystals and some other, they might be amethyst or some others, and displayed over the Earth's horizon and atmosphere. And there's an image of this card of intelligence being the thing that prevails overall at the end of the day. That what you want is the power of your own mind and the ability to use your mind in a constructive way. And placed next to the knowledge card, that's saying even more that, you know, wisdom is where your life is all about. And those who respond with something different, shall we say, in terms of the anger card, don't have access to their own wisdom and knowledge. And I would suggest that you not allow anyone else's anger or frustration to block you from your basic ability to apply your own intelligence. Okay, last card, the one that sums things up, the one that checks our work and gives a concept of, you know, whether I've read these cards right in any way, shape, or form. I leave one card to confirm that. And we get a second copy of the Knower. I work with a double deck, two sets of Voyager cards shuffled into one another. And it's interesting how infrequently two cards come up in the same spread, but sometimes they do. And in this case, the card that I turned over first, the Knower, is also the card that I've turned over second, the Knower. And that to me is confirming that, you know, we've got some good information here, and it's confirming that you have worthwhile knowledge and that you know everything that you need to know. You're intelligent enough to meet any challenge that you choose to take on, and so I suggest you not be daunted by what seem like extra specially challenging scenarios of any kind. You do have what it takes, and you have something that is becoming increasingly rare in the world, which is actual, sincere knowledge. All right, I'll leave you on that. I think this is a very exciting spread. I think that your astrology this year is some of the most optimistic and exciting astrology that you've ever had in the past, maybe, say, 10 plus years, when we've been kind of skimpy on Leo stuff going on. And, you know, about that planet, Sila Nunum, what it's saying is, the one that's in Leo, spending basically 25 years in Leo, of which it's in the middle right now, is that you're the bridge between spirit and matter. You are the connection between the ground and the sky. And as you feel yourself in that position, as you gain an understanding of your perspective from the viewpoint of being the bridge between heaven and earth, you will start to experience yourself as being that which you already are. Thank you for tuning in. I am now about to begin the recording of Good as Gold. I'm really excited about this. It's a project that's been coming together for a while. And I've given myself a challenging astrological assignment here in terms of making the connection between art, money, and self-esteem. So this is a project that's devoted to artists and people who want to do something more creative and want to live doing that. If you'd like to reach me, shoot an email to eric@francis.pw. If I don't reply within about 6 or 7 hours, just send it again. The email again is eric@francis.pw. I do tend to reply to emails quickly, or I would never get to them. So that's why I ask if you don't get a reply back pretty quick. And also, check your inbox for an announcement of the Leo birthday reading conference call, which will be happening, and you'll have a chance to speak to me. No additional charge. It's part of the reading that you've just listened to. And so maybe play it again, scribble down your questions and your ideas about the things that I have said, and I'd be happy to go into the background or elaborate on any points. If I have not already said so, have yourself an awesomely beautiful birthday or a belated happy birthday, and I look forward to speaking with you during the conference call. Thanks, and bye for now. Thank you.
Thank you.